Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, a worship podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. To learn about the life of our church, our in-person ministries, and the virtual connections and offerings available, please visit us at www.godsacre.org. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are going, we welcome you to worship.
Church family, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Merry Christmas. This is the Sunday right after Christmas, and it's good to have you tuning in to God's Acre on the Go. We're glad to have you with us. We're going to be focusing on the first five verses in the book of Genesis and the first five verses of the Gospel of John as we continue to dive into and delve into the Christmas story a bit. But before we do that, I'd like to have Sydney Anderson usher us into worship this morning, singing for us, Gesù Bambino.
When blossoms flowered mid the snows upon a winter night, was born the child, a Christmas rose, the King of love and light. Lord.
Sydney, thank you, and Merry Christmas again to everyone. We're going to be looking at two texts that focus on light and the world. The first is from the book of Genesis, the very first chapter, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 5. And we read well-known words to you that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, "Let there be light." God spoke light into being, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. The light God called day, and the darkness the Lord called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. So we transition from the beginning of Genesis to the beginning of the Gospel of John, and we read, "In the beginning," again, right in the beginning, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. And what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Let's pray. Lord God, we just ask for your guidance in this time, that you would direct our thoughts, that you would move us, that you would encourage us forward in the ways that you want us to go, so that we might resemble the people you desire us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, as I said, I just read for you the beginning of the book of Genesis and the beginning of the Gospel of John. Each speak of this great Christmas promise that somehow by the grace of God, light has entered the world. The light is the life to all people. The light is Jesus, and darkness will not overcome it. Now, for many of us, Jesus, whose birth we celebrate this weekend, is our guiding light. Jesus is the one who illuminates an oftentimes dark and confusing world, the one who helps us navigate our way forward. With that said, there was one Christmas Eve in New Canaan decades ago when the lights did, in fact, go out on God's acre, and darkness overtook our beloved Christmas tree. I recently read an old article from a national news outlet about an incident that took place on Christmas Eve in our town in about 1969, 1970. Apparently, a pastor, who will remain nameless, from a church other than ours, lived in a house abutting the parcel of land we refer to as God's Acre. It was Christmas Eve, and the pastor in question apparently had invited a large number of guests to his home for dinner that evening. And the pastor was excited to use his brand new double ovens to roast two large turkeys. It turned out that the transformer that serviced his house also provided electricity to the town Christmas tree. Within moments of engaging those ovens, the power went out. The oven stopped working, and the lights on the tree were extinguished. Utility repair workers were called immediately, and upon inspection, they issued a verdict. There was not enough power to cook the turkeys and light the tree. So the pastor was given a choice: turkey for dinner or Christmas lights for the carolers. The decision was made to keep the ovens on, and that year, the light went out on God's acre. Now, if you think about it, we all have that choice at times, and we can allow light to shine, or we can let darkness overcome us and our actions. It's a choice. Will we allow the light of hope, peace, joy, love to shine forth into a dark world, or will we choose to extinguish those virtues? Now, Scripture attests, and we read it, that God is a bringer, a provider of light, and the Lord encourages us to do the same. God created light, and we have been given the honor and opportunity to share it. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we really do. We allow the hope and peace and joy and love of God to shine through us into our relationships and into our aching world, dying to be brightened. At other times, we make different choices. We make a choice for self instead of other. We choose anger instead of kindness. We choose division instead of unity. I mean, the truth is that people of faith and pastors alike can fail to make thoughtful, life-giving, light-bearing choices. We can choose turkey for ourselves instead of light for others. It's just the way it is. But the great hope of Christmas is that we will choose to be bearers of light, As in Genesis, we will allow our words to be constructive and helpful, speaking life and encouragement into the world. As in the Gospel of John, we will allow the light of the world, Jesus Christ himself, to dwell within us and guide our thoughts and actions. Now, we live in a wonderful town. We are blessed beyond measure to be here. Our community is a gift. But truth be told, and you know this as well as I do, this past year, in a mixture of pandemic and political angst, in a steady swirl of social media and general meanness, we've not always chosen to allow our better natures to shine forth. Households have been stressed. Relationships have been tested. Civility has been challenged. Darkness has overcome us at times. We've chosen the heated ovens of agitation over the joyous light that can lift spirits. But you know, at Christmas time, it begins again. It all begins again, as if creation itself can be renewed. The tree is lit, carols are sung, hope abounds. Our light can begin to shine forth. Now, in a dark world, it might seem as if our little candle, our little pinprick of light can't make much of a difference. But it does. Every single choice for light and life lifts the darkness, little by little, until even the darkest of nights turns as bright as day. It is a choice we all get to make each day to bear that light and hope for ourselves, for others, and for our world. Let's pray. Lord God, you have created light, and you've allowed us the opportunity, the honor to reflect your light into the world. Sometimes we do that, Lord, and sometimes we don't. But we pray that in the year that is to come, you would encourage our better natures, that you would allow us to be more reflective, that somehow your light would shine through us, would illuminate our own living, and brighten your world. Lord God, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in the spirit of Christmas, in the spirit of every morning we wake up to praise the Lord, in the spirit of this Sunday morning, listen to the ancient words of benediction for you and for the saints that have gone before you. May the Lord now bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with kindness and give you peace now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Worship on the Go. To support this podcast and the ministries of our church, please consider making a contribution by clicking the Give button in the top right on our website, www.godsacre.org, or within today's email. God bless you and have a wonderful week.